travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, hotels are one thing, but there's a whole world of alternative stays out there, from treehouses to former prisons, a ring fort, even Barbie's dream house. Polo Canila, Irish Independent travel editor, is here to fill us in. Good morning, Polo.
Good morning.
What's wrong with the hotel?
Nothing wrong with the hotel. There's horses for courses. If you want a standard hotel one night, grand. But if you want something different, another, why not? I think that over the years, if you look back over, say, the last 10 or 15 years at what Airbnb has done for the way we think about where we stay when we go overseas, and social media, the other thing. Before the likes of Instagram, really you were basically relying on recommendations, searching the internet and so on. But now the ability of an eye-catching stay, be it a treehouse or be it just a cool cabin or a great hotel, to go viral.
All over Ireland, I mean, there are glamping places, there are pods. There's Caboo.
Yeah.
You know, there are loads of places.
When I think about the first time we saw a bell tent appear in Ireland, wasn't that long ago, and everyone was going, what is this? How is this going to work? And now every field you pass seems to have a shepherd's hut or a pod in it.
Okay, now you've been looking at the more unusual ones.
I have. I've been looking around the place at sort of fun and quirky places to stay if you wanted to do something with the difference. And I suppose, let's go in at the top with Airbnb. It's just released a new category of stays it's calling Icons. Now, let me say at the outset, this is a marketing and a PR wheeze, but it's got 11 properties around the world. And they don't cost a fortune. They cost under $100 per person per night. But the thing is, they're done by lottery. You go on and they kind of do a countdown clock until the property goes live, and then you request them to book and so on. But they're not just regular houses. Prince's Purple Rain House in Minnesota is one. You can stay at the Ferrari Museum in Milan. They have constructed a version of the house from Pixar's Up. Do you remember that house that took off with the balloons? Yeah. So it's actually a stay suspended from a crane with the balloons over it. And it's the listing that they do on Airbnb looks like it's being posted by the guy from the movie called Carl Fredrickson. That's in New Mexico. You might remember it's also done a stay in the Guinness Storehouse in the Gravity Bar at the top of it. And the list goes on. It's kind of fun. It's done Barbie's dream house in Malibu as well. So it's not that you're going to pay a fortune to play at these
places. But it's a lottery.
It's a lottery. You just have to get lucky. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're blowing it wide open with those.
Now, you've heard about a prison that might offer accommodation.
I stayed at a prison in Boston not long ago. It's a hotel called The Liberty, and it used to be the Charles Street Jail in Boston. It's right downtown in the thick of the action. And you walk into this this old Boston granite building with a cupola on top of it, go up the elevator, and you're standing then inside what feels like the atrium of an actual prison. There's the galleys, or the catwalks as they call them, going around, the cast iron railings, the cell doors, the brickwork, even the chandeliers are kind of made from chains and giant pieces of steel.
This is the stuff of nightmares.
Well, this depends on I guess the kind of person you are. There are 16 rooms set in former cells, but the other 200 plus are in a modern block. So you walk through the prison into this modern block, and it has a bit of fun with it. So the cocktail bar is called Clink, for example, and in your room you'll see sort of key motifs on the carpet, and instead of a do not disturb sign, it has a giant prison key that you hang outside and stuff like that.
People might feel there's a bad vibe in a prison.
No, that's a good point. And I thought that as well. I wondered would it be a bit creepy, but look, the non-jail cell rooms look completely just like hotel rooms. But get this, before it opened, they brought in Buddhist monks to cleanse it of bad spirits. You're going to pay about $400 a night there. And interesting, there's a restaurant by Lydia Shire, who's a very famous Boston chef. So it's not all fad. It's good fun hotel as well.
Yeah, you're not doing hard time in the hotel.
I don't think so. The doors lock from the inside, thankfully.
There is a jumbo jet where I can stay. Where's that?
It is in Sweden at Stockholm Arlanda Airport. So this is a 747. Any aviation nerds like myself might love this. Built in the 70s, it flew for Singapore and Pan Am, the most glamorous airline of them all, maybe. It's now converted into a hostel at the airport. So it sits in the airport with some 70 beds. You can sleep in a dorm from €45, but you can also take rooms for yourself, including the cockpit suite. from 165 euros. So you sleep in the former cockpit of a jumbo jet.
With your co-pilot.
Indeed. Yeah, and it's actually, if you're doing a layover at Stockholm, it makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense to stay in the city in that place. But anyway, Sweden is really good at pushing the envelope with accommodation. It was one of the first countries to really go all in on the treehouse concept. Now, these are not sort of built with pallets like your dad might have made in the backyard. There's a place called Tree Hotel in Harrods in northern Sweden, and it's going to cost you upwards of 600 a night. These are architect design stays. So there's one that is literally a mirrored cube suspended in the woodland. Another, it mimics a bird's nest, proper beds, bathrooms and en suites. There's a restaurant.
You're
on
in
site.
The canopies.
You are in the canopy. So in northern Sweden, you can imagine summer is one thing, but then in winter it flips to the snowy landscape. It sounds beautiful.
Okay, let's go to Germany now. And for petrol heads.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all sorts here while I was looking these up. There's a hotel in Böblingen, which is near Stuttgart, called the V8 Hotel. And that'll give you a clue. It has 34 car-themed bedrooms. So they take German brands and others. So think of Porsche, think of Mercedes, think of VW. Some of them actually have the beds with the front of the cars formed the foot of the beds, and the kind of the layout of them looks like the car doors at the side and all that. Other rooms are styled like garages or petrol stations. And they've opened another version of this in Cologne, I was just reading actually too. The one in the original near Stuttgart is set on a former airfield. And if you're into your cars, it's close to the factory tours for Porsche and Mercedes. Now, I've done a factory tour of Audi near Munich in Germany. And if you're into that stuff, they have the historical museums with the vintage models. And then you see the production lines with the robotic arms and the guys fitting the pieces that the humans fit, and the cars moving at snail's pace on the assembly. It's absolutely fascinating.
Absolutely, I'd love to see that. Now, I don't know who'd want this, but you can sleep underwater.
If you have $10,000 a night hanging around, we're going completely from the hostel to the high end here, there is a resort in the Maldives. As you know, the Maldives has over 1,000 islands, and many of them are just taken up by a single small resort. The Conrad Rangali Resort has a suite, its master suite, called the Muraka, which means coral in Maldivian. It has a layer above the water, a level above the water, and it has a master bedroom 16 feet below the surface of the Indian Ocean.
With views, presumably, of the...
There is a, what would you call it, a curved acrylic, I'm hoping super reinforced and all that roof. So you have this 180 degree view. When you lie in your bed, you're looking...
Surrounded by the fish?
Yes.
Wow.
What do you think about that? Do you think it's just insane, or would you actually like to stay?
It's crazy. I'd like to spend 10 minutes on it, you know. I'm not sure I'd be wasting my time being asleep, wouldn't I, with all that stuff.
You might, actually, yeah. But there is one, it's the resort also has an underwater restaurant as well, which might be another option. Either way, you're going to pay through the complete nose to do it.
But how much?
Interesting. It's the room is, they're calling it $9,999 a night.
$10,000
a night.
Now, what have we got in Ireland that is unusual?
Well, loads of stuff. A couple of examples. During lockdown, while the rest of us were watching Netflix, Mark Byrne and his partner Ellie were on YouTube figuring out how to convert a former double-decker bus into a glamping accommodation. And they've done it. It's a former Dublin bus, and now it's called Dervla Decker. It's based near Tremor in County Waterford. You might get the reference there to Dervla Murphy, the travel writer. But this, it's not super basic. There's luxuries, like they fitted it out with hemp insulation and a gas cooker. There's a fire pit outside, and it sleeps up to six people, and it's painted purple, and it's very cool. It's not the only bus actually available to rent in Ireland, but certainly the most recent.
And you've lots of other ideas which you'll have on your website.
Absolutely.
Including lighthouses and the like, and a Martello Tower in Sutton, even, where you can stay. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent.